Well, our questions got answered pretty fast. Russia has invaded Ukraine, has been done that for a few days.
And Russia been done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I remember last time we were talking, what do you think? Do you think they do it? They might. Who knows? Yep.
It's funny because it's that's
the madman.
The madman did it.
The mad lad did it.
The mad lad Vlad, he really did it, man. Fucking yeah, that's what's great about having
with that picture up on his horse with his man tits out.
What a fucking badass.
No shame in man tits. I got him. But I'm just saying, I think he was going for a little something else.
Mm, oh yeah. He's doughy.
He's a little doughy. He kind of looks like Dobby, doesn't he?
I never thought of that, but think about it.
Like a guy on the Santa Monica Pier, if he were to draw a caricature of Putin, it would probably turn out to look similar to Dobby.
Putin's a weird looking dude. He looks like he was like...
Or Creature, the other goblin. More like Creature, maybe.
Creature, I don't remember that one.
Creature.
Is that like how there's like Smeagol and there's also a...
No, it's just not a goblin. Another house elf that worked, that was enslaved to the Black family.
Vlad is free.
Sirius Black.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was trying to remember. I was like, I think there's a black family in Harry Potter.
What is Helen Bonham Carter's witch?
J.K. Rowling didn't put a lot of black people in Harry Potter.
Hermione's black?
Sorry, I forgot. My bad.
Yeah.
But that's what's great about having a weekly podcast. It'd be like, I don't think Ukraine's going to invade. Well, or, I mean, I don't think Russia's going to invade Ukraine. And then just...
Super mega, thankfully. We have put together the funds, and we are sending, actually, 2 million copies of the Chamber of Secrets all the way over to Ukraine.
So we tried to
help them out.
Yeah, and we tried to get the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yes.
Because that's the first one, unfortunately.
Or the Philosopher's Stone.
In Europe, yes, it would be the Philosopher's Stone. I'm not sure in Ukrainian what that would translate to, if it was Sorcerers or Philosophers, but it doesn't matter because we couldn't secure 2 million copies of that one. They only had like 650,000 on hand, but they had a lot of... the Chamber of Secrets. So, unfortunately, you know, some people might not know the context of what's happening when they start the Chamber of Secrets, but, you know, we're doing our part to help Ukraine. It's going straight to the front lines.
Arguably, like, some people's probably favorite book, maybe.
Yeah, honestly, a lot of people argue Chamber of Secrets is a lot better than Sorcerer's Stone.
I like Chamber of Secrets, the movie, more than the... Sorcerer's Stone.
Me too. I didn't think that
there's a giant tree. There's a big snake. There's
Ron gets yelled at by his mom.
A mystery. People are getting. Oh yeah, the flying car.
Yep.
Oh, I remember seeing that in theaters and like, because that came out when I was in elementary.
We were
school.
Kids. Yeah.
So, I remember acting out even in the first Harry Potter movie when he was hanging on to his broomstick.
Be on the playground.
I'd be on the monkey bars.
Yeah, like, dude. I'd have my legs flying down. I still do that, dude. I'll go to a playground and fucking pretend I'm in the first Harry Potter movie.
Well, enough about anti-trans rights Harry Potter. It's unfortunate he holds those views.
Yeah, I don't. She fucking.
He's kind of a piece of shit.
She
did save the Wizarding World, but he ideologically is kind of a shitbag, unfortunately.
I was like, JK. You know, like, I understand what she's trying to do is JK's trying to expose transphobia in the real world by making a character transphobic so people can say, oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah, what she's doing right now is performance art. She's showing how ridiculous a transphobe sounds.
She's an ironic transphobe.
Yeah.
And she's you know.
Fucking mic.
Yeah, dude, that mic stand is just not cooperating with you. You know?
We should probably, throw some more dirt at Putin, you know, while we can, before he nukes the world.
Yeah. Well, dude, I don't know. Watching all their tanks and supplies, I don't know if their nukes work too well.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. Okay, so Ukraine. Yeah. Basically, dude, I feel like, here's my take on it, and this will probably be wildly out of date.
By the time it comes out.
And by the time someone's going to listen to this in 3 years and be like, oh, yeah, that was the beginning of World War III. Basically, like...
It's cool how we have the start of it before... I'm thinking about us personally.
Right.
I'm thinking it's cool for the podcast, how we...
It is cool for the podcast, for sure. I mean, this podcast watched the rise and fall of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The fucking...
I mean, he didn't fall. He just... Yeah, he just went out of office.
He tripped, dude. Did you not see? When he was leaving office, he fucking slipped on a banana peel, hit his, bonked his little noodle.
He got to leave with his fan base.
Yeah.
Intact.
Yes, he did. Pretty
Nothing
awesome.
Much was going to change that.
Though. No, it's not going to, that's never going to change. But Ukraine, you know, I feel like in my, from my expert analysis, I've had a lot of
from your well researched opinion on this.
From my several views of Reddit threads,
yes,
and tweets, it seems like Putin was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go in there and crush Ukraine, and then you know it's gonna be because they've actually been building up like economically, like preparing for sanctions, like to fight them back for a long time. So I think they were like, oh, okay." Fuck it, we'll do it, we'll get Ukraine. And then they didn't expect Ukraine to fight back so hard and get so much international support. And now
Elon Musk is sending some, like, Starlight tech out there.
It's no Chamber of Secrets, but good job, Elon. You know, give yourself a pat on the back if you need to.
I'm not trying to be, like, celebrate Elon. I'm just saying that, like, even...
No, it's cool.
Even private businesses, right? SpaceX?
SpaceX is private, yeah.
Okay, well, we're connected to SpaceX a little bit recently.
Yeah, we are. You know,
anyways,
people will see that soon enough.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Something about Ukraine. What's going on?
Where even is that fucking place?
Is it near Russia?
It's in the Middle East, I think. Right?
It's next to Russia. I'm sure.
Vicinity.
Do you think I could walk to France from Ukraine?
You could walk to France from Ukraine. Yes. Okay. Wouldn't be very pleasant. It's cold this time of year. I'm sure there's some people doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's fucked up. Russia, Russian people, epic. Russia, Putin, not epic. You know? A lot of Russians are very...
How do you see this fucking playing out? Like, do you see, him like, backing down?
No. It's Putin,
or do
dude.
You see that... Do you think that it's just gonna be, like, the long game... And they're just going to tighten their kind of, like, perimeter.
Until it's not as newsworthy? It could fizzle out in the sense of, like, this just kind of start, like...
Like the Hong Kong riots. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they weren't as big and bodacious, you know. But, like, shit went down and people haven't been heard from. They still have their whole genocide shit over there. But, you know, it's a different news day.
Yeah.
So I'm just worried that... It's great that a lot of people are supporting it right now. It's just there's the worry of Russia playing the quote-unquote long game.
So people kind of, like, just stop caring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. And
I don't know, like, with the internet, people could follow this for months.
People been following it. I mean, that's China and Russia. It's like people that go out and protest against those governments are very, very brave. Like, all the thousands of people that are getting arrested in like, Moscow and St. Petersburg, very, very brave. Because, I mean, protesting in a place like fucking Russia... You know, that's, you know, you might Balls. Not get seen again. Yeah. So, I mean, shout out to all the Russian people protesting. Very brave. Very, very, very noble. You remember Nafuckers?
Yes.
That little Russian goofball YouTuber that we used to know way back in the day?
Yeah.
I saw him posting about this and how he was just very embarrassed and ashamed and sad by it all happening. And how, like, people of Russia don't want this... War.
Of course they
it's
don't.
Putin's war.
It's
dude's name Putin.
It's a war of pride, right?
Yeah, and then now he's like stuck in a corner. I mean, and he's fucked his entire country. Like the ruble is, the stock market is. People rush to the banks to withdraw their money, and there was no money to withdraw.
You know, some
it's like the Great Depression.
Some people go through a breakup to go through character development, and others start fucking wars. And lives are lost. It's just crazy to me when I think about at the scale, like, I guess this happens when I think about a lot of wars now, because you think about all the young people dying over there. I mean, young and old, but just a lot of people dying unnecessarily, all for the kind of dick measuring contest that the politicians are goading out of. There are people all for the sake of propaganda and all for the sake of their image and their lasting impact, which...
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to secure his place in Russian history books or something, but
it's
like...
It's not looking too good right now.
No, but it's just like no other history book's gonna be like, wow, what a great dude. He was a leader that was very bad. He's going to be known as one of the fucking awful world leaders.
Well, the victors.
Like, we've had a shit ton of awful world leaders. I mean, we can even talk about the United States having world leaders who have committed war crimes, like George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Truman. It's like, no world power, I think, is good. Like, they're like, you know, like everything we say about Russia, like
you can talk about,
like, say United States as well.
I
done
know
a bunch
people
of shit.
Are gonna try to start commenting, like, we're even going as far as like, yeah, like Obama's fucking drone strikes, right? Like, even that type of shit. We're talking like all of this stuff. Like, all of this stuff is bad. Like, I'm not trying to, I just want people to know that we're like, I'm not trying to play the side of the Democrats or the Republicans. Like, every leader is using human fucking life.
Yeah.
As a means to bolster their ego.
100%. And that's
so fucking infuriating to watch.
Like, dude, these, like, the like Russian teenagers that are getting slaughtered on the front line, it's like, do they even know what they're doing? Like, why they're over there?
Someone needs to tell them about the War of 1812.
I'll tell you what, Ryan. He said what Putin's like, we're going in to, like, stop a genocide and, like, denazify Ukraine.
Because he probably told his people that they're going to Ukraine to liberate it.
Mm-hmm.
Which gives,
and then they get there and they're like, what the fuck?
So then when Russian soldiers get there and they're held at gunpoint and people are fucking shooting them too, like there's people who are hungry for blood in Ukraine, and rightfully so, especially after the shellings that you and I were just talking about right before the podcast in terms of
apartment buildings, killing like dozens of civilians.
Because as I said, that's just an intimidation tactic, and like an intimidation tactic on like in normal society would be like a vague threat or a subtweet. But when you're a world leader with a fragile ego and you have your nation's military at your disposal, you can just kill a few civilians of another country, and that's your intimidation tactic.
Because you're not going to get in trouble, and it doesn't matter to you.
It's not just simply flying planes over and be like, yeah, we got your airspace. It's killing people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's fucked. And it's like, I it seems like they, as of right now, they have like Kiev surrounded.
Yeah.
Or they're closing in. But it's like, It seems like this is just not gone how Russia wanted it to. And Zelensky, the president of Ukraine.
I hope, man.
There's this group called the Wagner Group, and they're like Russian hired mercenaries. And there's like over 100 of them in Kiev that like their order is to kill Zelensky.
Yeah.
So he's I will say he's a badass. The videos I've seen of him giving speeches and shit and that, like, he's very brave.
There is a part of me that is worried, because the one side you do have, you know, the Russian propaganda, which we can see from our perspective.
Right, right, right.
But we also have Western propaganda is put on us. And given that the fact that we are supporting and that we are giving aid to Ukraine, it is beneficial to show that that aid is benefiting them. So thus, positive stories are getting shown. I'm worried that when news dies down, or if the news dies down, or just even if it doesn't die down, like, I'm worried that the narrative right now is looking like it sucks, but it's looking not
more positive for Ukraine than
because
that's just like maybe Western propaganda, like pushing to get morale high
exactly.
And the truth of the matter.
I'm sure the needle is always in between, right?
That's what's hard too, is because like no matter where you are in the world, you're not going to get the accurate story. You know, it's like because you're getting all this information through media outlets, which all have an agenda.
But given the context, we can definitely say that what Putin is doing is bullshit.
Yeah, it's
right?
bad. It's very bad.
It's not, that's not Western propaganda telling us, you know, the side.
No, it's just morally wrong.
Yes. So
Putin is a very, very bad man. He's one of like the, like when you think of like the evil dictators.
He's always
like
been
Hitler,
seen as
Stalin,
an evil,
Mao. It's like
evil
he's,
fucking
he's in
dictator.
There. Yeah.
There's a reason he was kind of portrayed in House of Cards. They had like essentially a Putin just esque type dude.
Kevin Spacey betrays
and
you him.
You heard the story where he like steals the dude's Super Bowl ring.
I don't know anything about House of Cards.
Not even House of Cards. I'm talking about Putin as a person stealing.
He stole someone's Super Bowl ring?
I can't remember if it was a coach, assistant coach, whoever it was, they were involved. They had a Super Bowl ring of some kind. And Putin, the story is that this person told, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. Look it up, I guess. The story is that Putin was interested, asked to see it, saw it, slipped it in his pocket, and then just left the room. And that's just one of those power moves.
Because you can't be like, hey,
No. No, you can't.
Sir?
Especially when he has his security around.
He's gonna be like, what? What Super Bowl?
I know, exactly.
And what, that's not gonna fucking go to court. That's not gonna fucking...
He stole my Super Bowl ring!
He has it. If he has it, it's his. You know?
Yeah.
He's terrifying, dude. I mean, he was an ex-KGB agent who specialized in fucking, like, manipulation.
He's terrifying because of the capabilities that I think he still has.
Yeah, I've seen...
In terms of being irrational. He's already been irrational. I'm saying nukes.
And when you get backed into a corner more and embarrassed and backed into... Yeah. People like that...
I don't
like
want to fearmonger at the same time.
No,
Who knows the likelihood of that?
Speculating, you know? Because it's like, it's big world events going on.
Yeah.
We're not a news organization, so... We're allowed to speculate. But it seems like when he gets, like, people like that, psychopaths and people with egos like that and narcissists, when they get pushed into a corner and things don't go their way and they get desperate, especially on the world stage like that, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't go well. And Russia is the biggest nuclear stockpile in the world by a pretty big margin, I think.
I mean, of course, it's like we're one to talk. We're the only country to use a hostile nuclear weapon against another nation, world power mm-hmm. slash nation.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is,
like, it's not mutually exclusive. Like by criticizing Russia and stuff, like right now, like obviously,
it
like,
doesn't negate.
It doesn't negate.
Well, you and
America
I are the ones
fucking
who ordered the nuke. We as Americans do not inherit in the war crimes and wrongs of things that we weren't even capable of having an understanding
right,
of.
Right, right.
We weren't born. We had no relation to it. I mean, we can recognize that what our country did was horrible and fucked up, right? And then there's the difference between somewhere where you think of like, I don't want this to get into a shit-slinging match. I was just going to mention the Tiananmen Square shit with China, how it's a little more kept down.
Also, yeah, like all superpowers do a lot of fucked up things and basically just like, one defense I see is when you know, like, I see it on Twitter a lot, like, talking about, like, what Russia's doing is bad. It's like, oh, yeah? Well, the United States is like, yeah, that's true. They're yes. not mutually exclusive. Like, that's absolutely true. That doesn't negate what Russia's doing.
Mm-mm.
And, like, it's, you know, like, we'll call out the shit America does, too, because it's fucked. Like
we just did.
Yeah. The Middle East. Oops. You know? All of the 2000s in the Middle East.
There's way more than just the Middle East, too.
What? Wait, what? There's other countries?
We fucked America.
there's a list of countries we bombed since World War II.
There's a laundry list.
Huge.
Yeah, there's a laundry list.
I was like, I didn't even know that was a country, but we bombed it, so.
We have committed acts of terror on other civilians in other countries.
In the last decade.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, so, that's what I'm saying, like, the three big superpowers, Russia, China, and the United States, I think are all pretty evil. In their own rights, respectively, here
and
there,
acts of war. We're not terrorists. We're just terrorists here living in the USA.
The big CIA. The Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. Well, if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate.
And when you discriminate, generates hate.
And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Man, this is what we demonstrate.
Yeah, okay.
That's how anger works, operates. I don't know the rest of them. It's a good song, though.
People killing, people dying, children hurting.
I think the whole world needs to listen to that song right
what
now.
You preach? Can you turn the other cheek?
That's
what Russian troops are going to be singing after they have to back out of Ukraine. Can you turn the other cheek?
Come on, just turn the other cheek. It's fine. Oops.
It was an accident. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, what's weird is what's crazy is like with social media, it's kind of like a 2.0 version of what happened in Vietnam, where it was like the first war that was like televised, where people could actually see what was going on. Where with social media, it's now you can instantly see.
I do want to make sure though, because there is a lot of misinformation being spread on all accounts in terms of audio clips and video clips being used from like things that have happened years ago in another location. I do want to make sure though that the apartment stuff, I haven't checked the original source of it.
No, I called Putin. He confirmed it.
But like there are videos that have gotten widespread notoriety. This is more stuff that's like on TikTok that's generating a lot of clicks and likes. This isn't coming from
and that's also what's really hard too is like someone on TikTok can put like a like a picture of Zelensky in the front lines that's actually from like 7 years ago, and it gets like 80 million likes.
Yeah.
And people spread it around like, look, he's down there in the front lines right now, when that's not true, et cetera. Like this, that's just an example. Like, you know, and that's also the thing with social media. And I mean, Russia itself is famous as, you know, being one of the main aggressors when it comes to like fake news on social media and pushing, using algorithms to push, you know, fake shit and manipulating people.
Because they know, like, you can't feasibly check every original source. Like, the average person isn't going to logistically, like, try to create a yarn board for, like, the original conceptualization of this video or photograph. So most people take it at face value.
Because you just see it and then move on to the next thing.
Because it is a major world event that's going on, and you do hear reports of artillery being used, and then you see videos of artillery being used, and so of course you link A to B, and you're like, okay, yeah.
Every single video from Ukraine, no matter what day it is or what, it looks like the exact same set. It's just cloudy.
Yep.
Dead trees, dilapidated buildings.
That's
and
Ukraine,
then,
baby.
It's in snow. It looks awful.
It's God's country.
It is God's country. That's no man's land out there. But damn, yeah, we'll see what happens in the next week with this Russia stuff. It's pretty insane. What I was saying earlier is it's wild watching, like what I was saying, the Vietnam thing is now it's like people can actually see war like instantly, like 2 minutes after an explosion on the other side of the world, you can watch the video on your phone.
People are live streaming it.
Uh-huh. And it's like it's just crazy getting to watch like a pretty much what's like a World War II style invasion happen, like just from the comfort of your bedroom while you're ordering Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And it's wild, and there's a lot of fake information out there and a lot of misinformation and just also a lot of just real shit that, you know, you got to wade through and figure out. It's hard to figure out what's real and what's not, but it's crazy just watching on social media like a war unfold, and then, you know, it's literally happening as we record this podcast right now. People getting killed
but like we can in no way, like we can call out that it's horrific, but we can no way like truly imagine the situation.
I was thinking that earlier. It's like I'm watching it, like
it's truly like a fucking like. Alert level 10, big red light blinking.
Air sign. Like, cause like people
like,
our
it's
age.
Bad.
Like, just dudes our age. Like, just last week we're just like chilling, and now they're like in the streets with like an AK-47.
Fighting for their fucking
getting
home.
Getting fucking shot at. Yeah.
Fighting for their home and their family.
They did nothing. They're just like, they're being invaded on, and like, they're not allowed to leave the country either. 18 to 60 year old men have to stay to fight. And, it's like, that sucks that, like, that just happened. And now it's like so many just dudes our age, just people, civilians, just people just dying for no reason.
I mean, there's a lot of people, you see videos of them making road blockades. They're actually like, they were like, I can't remember, they were making something.
Molotov cocktails?
Yeah, Molotov cocktails.
I say a bunch of like just like random dudes just making them.
Kids, like everyone is joining in the effort to protect their home. When it becomes defending your home, like that's the South loves. Hey, if you're from the South, you'll love this. You know, you got to defend your home, home and liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what these people are doing. And if you push people to defend their own homes, then they're going to fight with everything they have.
Is Kyle Rittenhouse going to fly over to Ukraine to protect the businesses?
I hope so, dude. The world has never needed
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Kyle Rittenhouse
right
more. You we know, need to send him in.
Get him a first class ticket and throw him
he
on the front
line.
He
is his own SEAL team.
He is, dude. We don't need to send SEAL teams anywhere in the world as long as we've got Kyle Rittenhouse.
Does he have his Rittenhouse coin or what was he? What was his NFT? Was
oh, he yeah. He said he was going to make NFT. Dude, it's his profile picture. Just it's like, I don't know. It's so fucking funny to me.
I got famous for killing people.
And now I saw him on Tucker Carlson saying he wants to sue President Biden for calling him a white supremacist. Oh, Kyle. Like, what, dude, that was like the most dystopian shit was watching him walk out at CPAC with like the like pyrotechnic fireworks and he's like waving and like smiling.
Know.
It's like, this dude killed people.
He went out looking for a fight, found it, and then shot people.
His mom drove him as a 17-year-old across state lines looking
is
for
the
a
across
fight.
State lines true? That's what I just want to make sure that's not like a parroted. I want to, you know what I mean?
I saw. Let me. I'll fact check.
Regardless, that's not even. Fuck that shit. That's just another added factor, just in case. The main thing is he went to a protest that he knew.
He did not. It was not okay. So yeah. There you go. I've heard that a million times. It was not.
That's
not
what
true.
I'm saying.
He did not illegally bring a gun across state lines.
But he did bring a firearm. And I, this is all just, of course, my thoughts on it, right? And you can say, yeah, those are just your thoughts. And you're right. They are just my thoughts. And this is my podcast, and I'm talking like an idiot. But it's just like he fucking went there.
He went across state lines. He didn't bring a gun across state lines. Okay. It was his friend from Wisconsin.
Oops. He went there, looked for a fight, found it, and then killed people in accordance. That's about it. He went there knowing. He wasn't going there like out of some due diligence in like protecting businesses.
I feel
like
a community he's not even a part of.
I think he honestly just wanted to use his gun.
He did.
So and he did.
He's LARPing, and then it got real, you know. But yeah, I would love to help the GoFundMe.
So much tea this episode into the podcast.
I know. So much fucking tea,
dude. So much tea on Ukraine. So much tea on Rittenhouse. Who else have we?
More like Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh yeah.
More like Kyle shitting piss.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
Bile shitting blouse.
Who else have we? I felt like we spilled a little more tea.
Want to spill a little more tea?
Spill some on Putin, but that's, you know, the Russian shit.
Putin. Yeah, more like pooping. You know?
Yeah.
Right. That's probably what
I'd
he's
like
doing
to
in his
poop
pants
in his
right
mouth.
Now. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, dude. Okay. How about Vladimir poop in his pants?
Hog on this log, you know.
Oh, nice, dude.
Not my penis.
No, nope.
Log of poop.
Log of poop. Yep. Shit, feces.
Yep.
Right down his throat.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the difference in tone within a given 30 seconds of this podcast always bewilders me. Sometimes when I take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
It's purely a unique experience, I'm sure.
Like you could have honestly, you could have put like the last 15 minutes on for someone that doesn't know us. That's like you'd be like, oh yeah, to my 30-year-old friend who's interested in politics, give this a listen. Like, oh yeah, these guys are talking about politics, and there's, yeah, I'm gonna poop down his throat. Oh, all right, turn it off then. All right, I didn't know that. That's what it was.
And 28, right? One of them's 28. That's cool.
26 and 28. Okay, almost 29. Okay. In a few months. All right.
I'm almost 28 in a few months. I'm 27.
You're 20. Okay, yeah. I should have known.
I was just kind of rounding it up.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
I'm trying to get used to 28.
That's all I did with 26. Coming. Like 2 months before I turned 26, I was like 26. And then 2 years from now, I'm going to be like, 26 was so young. Now I'm a fucking old man.
I can't believe this, dude.
What, Putin?
Before I know it, I'm going to be dead and not in the dirt. I'll be ashes, maybe. Or maybe I'll be
don't bury me.
Maybe I'll be burnt ground beef on the side of the road.
In the Ukrainian front lines.
I was thinking more of a car accident or something.
Okay. Well, I mean, Zelensky asked foreigners to come fight, so.
Can we go to Ukraine?
We could.
Could we?
I don't know if they'd let us.
Could we fly into Ukraine?
How do we
get into Ukraine?
I don't think America would let us go.
How do we get into Ukraine?
Probably fly into a neighboring country like Poland and then take a train.
How do we get firearms? Will they supply?
They'll probably just give us
firearms.
Us
the firearms.
Yeah, they're handing them out to. I mean, they're getting shipped weapons left and right, and they're just handing them out to people, from what I've seen.
Okay, how about this? Let's make a trip. Let's go to Japan, do the Suicide Forest video we've been talking about, and pitch a flight over to Ukraine.
Poland.
Poland. Pitch a flight over. No, let's go to France first. I've never been. I kind of want to
play around.
Yeah, play around.
Wine,
see what all the frogs
a little baguette.
Are up to.
Yeah,
and then you know, fly to Poland, have a little bit of a weekend there, maybe, and then just walk on, stroll on over, and vlog our experiences fighting for Ukraine.
That'd be fucking awesome, dude. Fighting for democracy.
Yeah,
you know, super mega saves the troops.
Yeah,
true story.
Oh, we have to find some people in that forest, though.
Oh, we will. Try it. Easy. Easy. You know? Okay, if here's a question. If we did that, the controversy would be big, but it also, like, because we're not the first ones to do that.
We'd be like, kicked off of YouTube.
It'd be like, YouTubers did it again.
You know, only Logan Paul can keep a YouTube channel after showing the dead corpse of a man hanging from a tree who committed suicide.
Well, it's because...
Wearing a Toy Story beanie. With the alien from the claw machine.
I thought you meant the dude that hung himself. I was like, he's wearing a Toy Story beanie? And I'm like, oh, yeah, the fucking the alien. Every time when we were in Japan, every time I fucking saw that little alien from Toy Story in like a crane machine or something, I was like, that's it, man. I can't fucking not. It was all over Japan. I couldn't like not associate that. Every time
He can't keep getting away with it. How does he keep getting away with it?
Because he's rich, yeah. Money. That's what it all comes down to.
Well, it's the fact that he makes YouTube money.
Yes. If he didn't make YouTube money, then they would be like, boink. But the fact that YouTube makes so much money off of him.
Old news. You get over it.
That's the thing, man. It's true. It's really true. And this is in every single sphere of the world, whether it's politics, whether it's entertainment, whether it's just real life, like small scale. It's like the rules don't apply to people once you have a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, like you just don't, you know. The rules are made for us simpletons to follow.
What are you talking about?
Well, not us.
You show your millionaire card to the people who get you on a traffic stop, right?
Of course I do.
Okay, good. Because they don't.
I thought you were gonna say the trash man, which I do that too, just to rub it in.
No, of course.
Say, hey, see this? Oh, and I'll throw away like a couple like stacks of $100 bills. Like, oh, that's 20,000-30,000 in the trash. And I'm like, oh, wait. Oh, you guys might want to pick that out of the trash, and trashmen aren't allowed to do that. So what I'll do is then I'll take like some motor oil and pour it on top to ruin the money.
I'm so proud of the millions you've made me.
That's Putin?
Yeah, sure.
Matt Ryan.
That's how Putin sounds.
That is, yeah.
Putin kind of modest.
Dude, that's exactly how it sounds like. And then Zelensky's like, Ukraine, Ugarabut.
Like, papers, please. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. Dude, this is a great time to bring back papers, please.
Hell yeah. Except we'll get Justin to edit Putin's face on our favorite character.
Yes! Yes!
I forgot his name.
Georgie.
Georgie.
Georgie, right?
Maybe.
Great
little short man,
too.
Little short man. Yeah. Short guy.
Georgie, yeah. We saw him live. He was great.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I'm thinking?
Ad reads?
Yep. Welcome back to from the Fat Reads.
I can tell, like, after saying that, your eyes were like, whoa, because you probably thought, you're like, he's not gonna say it.
Say that slur on the podcast.
Yeah, at least not on the podcast, bro. Hey, check it out.
Where has my penis gone?
Oh, it's under the couch right there.
What?
Right there. It's your penis.
Penis?
Yep.
Can't see it. Where?
Nope. Sorry, that was just a dust bunny.
What? Why'd you make me look under the couch for my penis? I'm trying to look at the penis. Look up the penis for you.
Hey, man.
What? You have my
penis? I have your penis right here. I had it the whole time.
Give it back.
You want it?
Yes.
Not until I have a little.
Suck on it. Don't suck on my penis and me look. Hand it. What are you doing? No, you can't do that.
I just did, man. Here, now you can have it back.
It tastes good?
It tastes great, man.
Thanks, man. Okay.
Like guava, pineapple, kiwi, you know? Something like that. It's good as fuck, man. Hey, you got a little special someone coming to visit you, huh?
I do.
Yeah? You got a little,
I don't want the fans to know about her.
Oh, okay. You want to keep her secret?
Oh, yeah.
Like the other one? Okay.
It's my mom.
You got a little piece coming.
It's Ryan's mom. She's visiting. For a solid 10 days.
Celebrate good times. Come on, let's celebrate now. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, man.
Ow!
I haven't seen your mom in like,
a few years.
Besides last week. But
I was wondering why you didn't make that joke earlier in the car. Because
there was no audience listening, so it just wouldn't have served any purpose.
Well, we're friends. Don't you want to entertain me a bit?
Not really.
I was waiting for it.
Honestly, I didn't think about it.
I even asked it again. So hoping
that's,
that
okay,
it
looking
would
back, yeah. I said I hadn't seen your mom in 2 years. And you're like, really? It's been 2 years? And you were opening that up for me, but I was
setting you up.
I know. I actually didn't even think of that.
But it's nice to know that it did come around.
It came around. You know, you probably did. Shit.
What happened?
My phone just fell off the chair onto
is
the
it
laptop.
Okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Like the whole day, you were probably just sitting there thinking, like, damn, I really set him up for that. And he just. Just missed it.
The whole ride, that's why I was in a bad mood.
You were just fucking, yeah, that's why. I didn't think we were both in bad moods, mainly just because, like, that. And
we've been in pretty bad moods recently.
We have been in pretty bad moods recently.
We're bad boys in some bad moods.
Yeah, there are a couple of bad boys that have been listening to Michael Jackson's Bad and feeling in a bad mood.
Let's talk about that a bit.
Let's talk about it.
Sorry.
Nope. Can't. Yeah, we've been, you guys have heard us on, we've just been dealing with some stupid shit behind the scenes, and we'll update you guys as soon as we can, but ain't been in the best mood.
Yeah, and a lot of our time is unfortunately having to be...
90% of our time lately has been consumed
focused
by...
Focused elsewhere.
Yeah.
But we will be back at it. It's...
We're still here
Matt
with the podcast.
As Matt stated earlier, divorces...
Especially when someone, you know, unjustifiably thinks that they have more right to certain pieces of property or...
Yes. Yeah.
I'm talking about you yes. right now, but...
Well, I see it the other way.
Oh, I can clip you. You just agreed with me, and I can clip that and give that to the attorney.
What?
I said when someone unjustifiably feels like they have the right to... And you said yes. Now it's time out you.
I'll give you consent to release this.
It's a podcast.
You didn't tell me you were recording?
It's a fucking...
You didn't tell me this was for the purpose of legal litigation?
I thought we were just talking as friends.
Yeah, but you're trying to put me under binding contract. You're trying to say I can send this to my lawyer.
I am.
No, you can't because I don't give you permission because I didn't know that under legal...
The lawyer, my lawyer just likes listening to the podcast because he's a fan. Okay?
But you just threatened legal litigation against
me. No, I didn't.
So now I'm taking a stand and saying that I do
not
feel comfortable with you and I do not give
you...
I do not give you express consent to release this podcast. And if you do, the fans will have my back in the comments.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Your best friend is suing you. $600 million. Good fucking movie, man.
Fuck you, Matt. You didn't have Ryan's consent to release this podcast, you stupid little biatch. Because then if they said bitch, they might get reported for abuse.
Well, I'm still reported. Biatch is French, dude. I'll still fucking report it. Okay?
French for what? These nuts?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Get a good taste.
Salty, man.
Last time you'll ever see them or taste them.
Last time you'll ever see these bad boys.
No, please, please.
You know, in like Wolf of Wall Street when she's last time you'll see this.
I was thinking more of Arrested Development when she gets the boob job.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're going to miss these. Imagine a guy's like, yeah, I bet you're going to miss these. Just pulls out this wonderful set of balls.
Fucking like fly, like flies out of his fly. Flies out of his fly, yeah, you know.
Are flaccid, like, okay, I have a, never mind.
No, go for it, man. I already know where you're going with this question. Are you going to ask, are flaccid penises considered, like, hot? Like, can they be considered, like, are people turned on by flaccid penises? Is that what you're asking?
I guess, because, well, there's no kind of direct correlation in terms of, like, something that changes so drastically and the tone of the fact that it's changed so drastically and the implications of why it's changed. And there's no, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think that, yeah, I mean, I think a flaccid penis is beautiful in the sense of, like, from a standpoint of pure sexuality.
I sent you a picture of my flaccid penis recently.
That's not even a joke.
You asked me to send you a picture of my penis.
I did.
And I did.
For business purposes. I said, you know, I have to reply to this person. How about you send me a dick pic to send to them? And then I looked at my phone and there was just a full frontal direct, just, you were in the shower, so you were slippery and shiny and wet. You'd shaved. It looked right. There wasn't much of a bush there.
There wasn't. No.
I mean, there was hair. There was hair, but yeah,
hair.
Yeah. See, that's you know, shaved.
I haven't shaved in a month.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it wasn't like full bush, but you know, your penis was postured very nicely, and you know.
Thanks, man.
When I saw it, I said to myself, I was like, he could have just grabbed it off Google, but then I was like, I know, I recognize the bathroom tile.
Yep.
In your bathroom. That's his penis. And I said, that's really your penis, isn't it? And you're like, yep. Great picture. It was a good, like, the balls.
Do you not
nice.
Recognize my penis?
No, no, I do. I do. It was just like, usually when I see your penis, it's I don't get the chance to really, like, stare at it and take it in.
Okay.
And when I see your penis in person, I don't even take for granted. I'm like, was that his penis? Was that someone else's penis? Obviously, it's your penis.
Yeah.
But when it's a picture, it's like, that could have been someone else's penis.
Of course.
But I did recognize it. I asked, I'm like, that's your penis, isn't it? Instead of, is that your penis? Because mm-hmm. I assumed it was your penis.
Yeah.
A nice penis, though. Great.
Thanks, man.
Fantastic penis. Very,
It's a...
But yes, flaccid penises can be considered attractive, for sure. I mean, there's people that are...
But are they generally, are they just seen, like, as, like, pathetic-looking, funny objects?
I would
and
say...
And then when they're erect, that's when it, like, turns sexual?
I would say yes. Well... Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Ryan.
But how many, but in terms of the rate, like, you'd be out-ratioed by the amount of people that would laugh at the sight of a flaccid penis.
You have a group here. You got a group of people, right? Show them a flaccid penis. More people are going to laugh than be aroused. Show them an erect penis. More people will be aroused than laugh.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now balls, you know, testicles, that, you know, that's kind of just a, people don't really laugh at balls as much as they would a flaccid. A penis looks funnier than balls.
Are balls attractive?
Yeah, of course. People like balls, you know? Mm. Otherwise, you know, when in porn, they just blur them out.
Do people love? Oh my God, I'm fucking up my words. I'm getting so flustered.
Yeah, think about those balls.
Do people lust after balls to the same capacity that people lust after breasts?
No, because I would say breasts are more sexualized than balls.
Okay. Why?
Because
one is an actual sexual organ.
Right, and well, breasts are a sexual organ, but
they're not used for sexual intercourse.
That's true. They're used
for nursing a child, which is produced through sexual intercourse, but in no way are they necessary for a baby or intercourse to be had.
Breasts are not inherently sexual, I don't think. We've been taught that they're sexual, you know, and we're attracted to breasts. From what I'm assuming from an evolutionary standpoint is because it we're attracted from a reproductive standpoint where you see the big breasts and you're like, that's good for more babies.
That's a lot of milk.
Right, exactly.
Those breasts can hold some milk.
Why are we attracted to breasts? It has to be that evolutionary aspect, right? But in that case, wouldn't dogs be attracted to dog nipples? Like when they got the big fucking hanging milkers hanging down?
Right now, most of it does. I mean, there's a huge sexual component too, of course, like a natural sexual component. But I do also believe that it is learned to an extent because it's seen as a faux pas, or it was. Like, think of back in the day, like
they are sexualized. Like, it's stuck in your face as this is a no-no. This is sexual.
Yeah.
And you look at, you know, like,
or back in his, like in film, they would smoke a cigarette to kind of signify an intent, like. Smoking a cigarette back in the day was essentially sex on film.
Right, and when I see someone smoking a cigarette in public, I get the same reaction. I get horny. Yeah. And basically, you know, you look at like a tribe, you know, where the women don't wear shirts.
Yeah,
you know,
and their tatas are bouncing everywhere.
But it's not sexual, right? You know, it's like,
no,
it doesn't.
People can derive a sexual reaction from it.
You could, yeah, but.
But not the people probably.
In these
that.
Civilizations, you know, it's like they don't see the breast as sexual. So does that mean they're inherently sexual? Or were we just taught that the taught?
I think it's mostly learned.
I think it is mostly learned. You know, my thing about, you know, the free the nipple movement, you get all these conservative dudes like my father who say, oh, no, be humble. But wouldn't you think they would just want to see some titties?
But you're telling me a squire back in the day wasn't looking at some titties and going, whoa.
No, for sure.
Damn.
Absolutely. Joseph with the Virgin Mary.
They were selling sex back then too, so they were selling sex for a long time.
Sex is sells.
The longest trade, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell me this.
People probably bartered for sex before anything.
Absolutely. Like, you know, like I'll pack these hay bales if you jostle on my nod.
And I'll
my rod.
Pack my cock into your mouth if you say one more fucking word.
Well, that's not a bargain. Well, I guess it is, but it's more aggressive.
Okay,
oh, fucking shit. Okay, we're going to go to ad. Ryan, come.
I told you the warning. We're going to ads.
Wash it, dude.
Now that Matt's got his cock out of my. Sorry, hold up. Let me restart that. Sorry. I'm so unprofessional.
Yeah.
But I want to keep up the illusion.
Okay, yeah, totally. Go.
Are you just going to keep that part in?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I might as well not.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm
kidding. No, give it a try.
No, it's fine.
Come on, just give it a try.
I fucked it up the first time.
Now that I've got your cock out of my mouth. That's what you meant to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, man, I don't have to keep it in. You can try again if you want.
No, but you'd keep it in.
No, I'm not. Just I start,
no,
fresh,
I don't
start fresh. Start fresh. I'm not going to keep it in. I'm not going to keep it
in. I don't
trust you. Start fresh. We'll
I love
start from
you.
Right here. Boop.
But I don't trust you.
Trust me, dude. Relationships are built on trust, dude.
I said I love you. I think like this may be a step too far. It's one of those things where it's so small that if you kept it in, it's like, why would I actually even care? But it's like also
every second we talk about it more though, the more it's gonna matter.
Yeah, we're making more content about me not doing it than if I just did it.
Well, you should just. I'll so I'm put, helping. I will us not out. Keep
I'm
it
helping
in.
Us out
I
here.
Won't keep it in. Just start
no,
fresh.
No, this is content.
I liked the joke.
No, this
start
is
fresh.
This is good content.
I'm not,
and we have to keep this.
I'd
in
rather
now.
You feel vindicated.
It doesn't matter
than,
about my vindication.
Than we make content, dude.
What are you talking about?
Machines.
This is all about the content. Well, of course we're not content machines. Obviously, from our upload habits as of recently,
mm-hmm.
we our mental capacity is thin and small to begin with, and we have to be focusing on something that is a part of the business, but more important than playing another Let's Play series right now. But we will get back to the fun vlogs.
We already got a sketch shot edited. Yeah. We got vlogs coming up.
Mm-hmm. We just don't want to like release it and then like
go quiet. We're saving stuff for when we can really fully
like come back.
Commit time back to the channel.
Yeah,
which hopefully should be very soon.
Yes,
fingers
ma'am.
Crossed. Can't make any promises,
sir.
But them. Yes, them. You know what do you say to? What do you say to a non-binary person, instead of yes, sir, yes, ma'am? Is there like a...
Probably don't, because that's from an olden time. Of people who demanded respect.
Cousin's gender neutral.
You earn respect, you don't demand it.
Yes, cousin. Partner? Partner's gender neutral.
Okay, partner.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner.
What's... We've been distracted behind the scenes. We've been, you know, it's been not a fun month, but... Let's talk about some of the good stuff. In our lives right now.
Elden Ring came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, talk to me about Elden Ring. That's actually a game I've been considering playing. Yeah, and you're giving me that look. And when I, on the phone with you yesterday, I said, well, we had a conversation. I said bye, and I said, wait. And then you hung up by accident because I waited to the last second, and I called you back, and you're like, yeah? And I was like, hey, tell me about this Elden Ring, because I've been considering playing it myself.
It would be awesome for you to play it.
I'll try it.
But at the same time, there's a lot to learn.
It's not my type of game, but what if it's not my type of game just because I don't give these games a chance?
And
think about that.
As long as you feel like you are okay with beating your head against kind of like a brick wall, because this game is all about setting up walls so you do kind of learn
the mechanics. You have to actually build walls and hit your head on them?
No, it's like going up against the same boss for 4 to 5 hours type of thing.
Yeah, that's... See, my patience.
That's what I'm saying.
It's I'm a little bitch, and I like more instant gratification, you know?
This doesn't really provide instant gratification. Even like the earlier bosses, I would say for someone who hasn't been introduced to like this style of game, they're somewhat a few of the first smaller dungeons you come across. Like the bosses are easy, but you still have to learn their move sets, and you will be punished.
I'll just
not
stick to
timing your dodge out of the way.
Mm,
but if you want to I'm just giving you fair expectations, because this isn't like a fun go anywhere, explore the world. The world is very unforgiving.
I'll stick with Tamagotchi Corner Shop. Yes. Yeah.
But you've played Yakuza, and I mean, those.
Yakuza isn't really that hard.
It's not hard, it's fun. I mean, some of the. Like, some of the big-time fights are pretty difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy, though. Well, like, I enjoyed fighting a boss for a couple hours and then finally beating it.
Yeah.
It's just,
And, like, the regular enemies, you just... How about this? You can kill them in, like, 2 to 3 sword hits, like, ta-ta-ta. But their attacks can take out, like, a third to half your health in one go.
Goddamn.
So you can't take that many hits. So you have to, like, if you... Have a shield, use that shield. If you don't, you have to like dodge back and then go in.
See, yeah, that's the thing that's tricky. And actually, that's one of the biggest problems I'm having with boxing right now. Maybe you've thought this, or maybe I'm just not specifically cut out for boxing as much as you or, you know, more athletic people are. But it's like when I watch boxing.
Yeah, I'm the pinnacle child for athleticism.
I'm looking at him.
Thanks, man.
And basically, it's like my brain doesn't. It seems like you have to compute, like you have to like process what's happening, make a counter move to it, and like you have to be processing things so fast. I'm like, I don't like think like that. Like my brain doesn't process.
Well, right now it's hard mentally. Like for everyone, it's hard because they're having to train and learn how to box.
I want to react on instinct, but
that takes time.
I have to react on. A counter measure, like when I feel a certain punch, it's like I got to react this way instead of just, especially because sparring, you know, the adrenaline's so high, like I'm not even really thinking that much. I'm kind of just like,
I don't have it all in the bag. Like, I'm not saying like I am great, but it helps to remind yourself that you still have a lot of progress to make, and that, you know, it is all, not most, but a lot of it will come down to muscle memory, because you want to be able to use more of your brain instead of just having to react. You want to be able to think about your next move.
That's why what we're doing right now is just we're doing, like when we're not sparring, we've just been doing nothing but repetition.
Yeah.
Where it's like drills, where it's like, I throw you this and you immediately do this. So it becomes like muscle memory. So
that's what my guy's doing. He's just like, I'm just going to throw, he's going to throw the same punch combo, and I'm just going to have to dodge it the same way every time. So whenever I see movement in a shoulder going a certain way, I know. But he's going to start throwing in fake outs and shit.
Yeah,
because like
that's the thing is, like, then I feel like I'm just like memorizing it. And he, you know, my trainer's telling me, he's like, well, like, you got to feel it instead of think about it. Which it comes with repetition.
That comes it's the same thing of like working out. It's why you don't want to do the same workout every single day, because you will get used to it. It's in that same wheelhouse where you're right. It will kind of just become repetition, and you will just, it's like a pattern that you learn, and that's why you have to throw in different combinations and different styles of punching, and then you throw in fake outs and blah, blah, blah. And this is stuff that I have not really practiced a lot in. I'm just saying it makes me feel better knowing that I still have that.
Right, we still have time.
Time and a lot, and that time can be used to get the feel for it. And the fact is, we aren't professional athletes. So we're not.
You aren't. I mean, speak for yourself.
Okay, but we
my 23andMe said I'm in an elite muscle category. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I was looking at it last night.
Elite muscle category. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I'm ready. I'm ready for the come up, baby.
It's already been happening. What do you mean you're ready?
I'm just kidding.
You fucking Mr. Glow Up over here.
I still have my tummy.
Nah, Ryan, shut up, dude. I'm looking
you
at
see
you.
See this thing?
When I saw you, when I walked into the Plex today and I saw you, you're wearing some kind of like tighter pants. You're wearing like a button-up shirt. You look like a fucking toothpick.
I don't look like a toothpick.
You're not used to it because you see yourself every day in the mirror. It's incredible difference. And I'm not the only one saying that.
I'm scared to see the
before
pictures.
People are whispering behind the scenes about you, Ryan. They're saying, he looks fucking for real.
Thank you. Thank you.
A lot of people have said that. A lot of people are like, damn, he's fucking looking good. It's very noticeable.
You're looking very manly as well.
Manly doesn't mean good.
Yeah, it does.
Well, how am I looking manly?
What makes a man?
So if you're questioning what makes a man, then what does that mean? I'm looking manly.
No, that was like a rhetorical, like, of
what is a man to you?
What makes a man?
What's a man to you?
Okay, how about I'll rephrase to masculinity, a more masculine look, because
I'm a man, but you know, I
muscle growth and weight gain.
A lot of people say I'm
how about that? I got
I'm
very
feminine.
Direct.
Okay, I have gained some weight in the last week. That's the problem. I gained 5 pounds in the last week, and when I look in the mirror of my shirt off, I can see it. It goes away. It can go away in literally 2 days if I don't keep it up. Mm-hmm. Like my body burns calories and burns fat. Like I don't have to do anything. Like, I can literally just, like, sit in bed, and my body just fucking burns everything away. Which a lot of people are like, that's awesome. I hate it. It fucking
like,
sucks. I would love to train. I wish my metabolism, like, what I've noticed is in the last 2 years especially, my metabolism has slowed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm, you know, now I'm 26. Like, it's your mid-20s, apparently, late 20s, where it really starts to slow down. Because now I notice, like,
but we're still young enough to where if we want to make a change, it's like so doable.
Yeah, now,
like,
and now is really the time.
Our trainers are both older. You know, they're
mine's 82.
Yeah, they're decrepit. But like, my trainer says this to me, and I know your trainer has to, because every time I mention, you know, I'm getting up there. You know, it's metabolism. He's like, dude, shut up. I'm like, he's like, I'm like 50 something or whatever. He's like,
so your guy in his 50s?
Yeah. Damn. 40s or 50s.
Mine's 44, 45.
Might be 40s. I might be being a
bit. You'd never fucking guess my dude's in his 40s. Just
my
he's
guy looks pretty
so
good, you know.
On top of it.
I say pretty good. I just say pretty. Just I didn't mean to.
You think he's pretty?
No.
Ryan thinks a man's pretty?
My guy looking good.
Yeah, same. Same. Ruben is fucking looking like a fucking Ruben sandwich with extra dressing.
Hell yeah.
You know? He like when he told me he was 44, I was like, I would have guessed like 32.
But what I was getting to is I'm sure he's made the comment of like, oh, you have so much, but you're still so young. You have so much potential. Your body is easily like malleable even at
this
point.
That's what he says. He said that right now, it's not the cutoff, but he's like, you're at a point right now where like, if you want to like fully turn everything around, you still can. If you wait until you're like 5-7 years older from now, it's going to be a lot harder. But right now you're in a point where it's like, You're in like not the last point to do it, but you're in a point where you still are able to fully, completely redo your health in your body. Where when you're in your 30s and 40s, that can become really, really difficult.
Yeah, you know, especially when you bring those same habits over into your 30s and 40s, because it's even harder to kick. Like,
yeah, habits in your 30s and 40s, I feel like, are so ingrained by then. Where it's like if you break them in your 20s, you know, you can be okay. But I'm trying to kick all my vices before 30. Well, I mean, that also just sounds like I'm postponing it. In general, what I mean
I thought
is like,
the same thing at 25. And here I am going on 28 with still some of my vices not completely cut out, unfortunately.
Well, you always have, everyone has vices. And it's as much as you want to say, like,
yeah,
oh, I'm not.
You need the kick because of your lasting health, unfortunately.
Right. You know, it's like, it's hard because it's also hard with time because it's like, oh, you know, like if I'm giving myself the deadline of 30, I'm 26 right now. It's like, oh, you know. What's another drink today then? Or what's some more vaping today, you know?
No better day
than
today.
Today.
Yeah.
There's no day.
Why wait a week? Why are you giving yourself that extra wiggle room? What matters? What matters the extra week that you give yourself?
It doesn't.
I say that, but it's not going to change me.
It's leniency.
Yeah.
It's dude, self-discipline is really hard. Especially, honestly, I think that it's really hard being, like, one of the things about being your own boss in the sense of like you and I are able to kind of dictate our schedules, like we're not reporting to someone necessarily. And I think that one of the pitfalls of that people don't talk about is that it makes going easy on yourself too easy.
Yeah.
And then you can really, over the last few years, I've really gotten in the habit of just like being lenient on myself, because it's, why would you not want to be lenient on yourself, right? Like why, when you're faced with,
you
like,
to give yourself as much realization as you want.
When you're
it's a very
in control of everything, and it's like you're faced with two paths. It's like, okay, I could not have a beer tonight, and I'll feel better tomorrow, etc. But in the big picture, you know, one beer tonight is fine. You know, I can quit next week or whatever. Like I can really get healthy next week, but it's like that never stops. That keeps going. So it's like when you're faced with two roads where one's easy, one's hard, it's like you're always gonna want to naturally choose the easy road. And when you don't have direct consequences, like you're reporting to someone or something, it becomes really easy just to get in the habit of being, and that's something that I need to work on. Like that I've recognized is like, I need to work on my own self-discipline really hard, because I don't want to solidify bad habits of self-discipline as I go into my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
it's hard.
I mean that just gets into like, yes, we are going through a pretty rough patch right now, but we are sorry about the, like, it's just they're the excuses that we have, but in generally we are sorry and we do apologize for the lack of consistency in terms of like, let's, even as simple as like putting the Patreon podcast out.
What I'm talking about directly plays into that.
Yeah.
You know, for both of us, because it's like, like when we're dealing with shit or like things aren't so good, it just becomes really easy to be like, like we don't have time or the mental energy right now to focus on recording
it'll
or getting
still
new content
go out.
You know, it'll eventually go out.
It'll go out
people
late,
won't like, you know, yeah. Like people might be mad right now, but you know, we'll come back, and that becomes the easy mindset to get into. And honestly, like what sucks too is just like lower patches of mood and mental health and misfortunes breed, unfortunately, at least in myself, just lack of motivation. Like it becomes really difficult for me to find motivation. You can call that laziness, you can call that whatever, but like I don't want people to get the idea. I think for me, it's the idea that it's like we are like, it's like, oh, we're just taking the Patreon money and we got comfortable and we're running. And it's like, we're not fulfilling our duties. We're not like, we don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest misconception. And I do understand why from the outside people would think that. Because mm-hmm. You've seen it happen before with other creators, you know? And we do fail to, you know, fulfill our duties as creators on multiple occasions.
Our self-imposed duties.
Not gonna like sugarcoat that. Not just like our duties, but kind of like,
I want to get across that I don't feel like these are our expectations. We aren't meeting. I'm not. It would be nice to please like the fans with our content. That's the goal of like creating mm-hmm. this content. But in terms of like uploading the podcast on time and stuff like that, that's on us, and that is more of a pitfall, like of like me being disappointed with how I'm kind of making the channel look. Like it does matter the reputation of the channel and stuff. I just don't want people to think that we will ever kind of create content at a rate and even create the type of content people are asking for just because they want it or just because it's like what the fans want. This channel was started a long ass time ago, and we have put a lot of fucking work into it. We still continue to put work into it. You will see when we come back with the sketches and the vlog and the Let's Plays and stuff. We've had a lot of hiatuses in the past, but this one is especially taxing. And we, as Matt has said, we will update you guys on this. Just we apologize for the shortcomings, and we hope that we can make it up to you. But more importantly, it's like it'll be better for Matt and I's mental health if we can like make it better to ourselves, because we're more confident in the channel when we can make it look good. And right now we realize that our mental health is getting in the way
and we don't
of that. And that is also a very privileged point to have where you can get away with, not get away with, but you can have the leniency of mental health affecting the work and still being able to, you know, go through your day to day comfortably
and get by, right?
And get by.
And I fully understand why, to a lot of people, that pisses them off, because a lot of people don't have that, you know, privilege.
Yeah.
So I understand getting mad about that.
Again, like I would say, like the Patreon money doesn't get like funneled into like I'm not, our rent and our bills don't get paid with the Patreon money. The Super Megaplex gets paid with the Patreon money mm-hmm. and like a chunk of it. But like, we are grateful for the amount of support that we have gotten on the Patreon. It's, if you truly are disappointed, I understand you canceling your subscription.
Absolutely.
But right now, like, I get it. Like, We see the patron reaction. We know that some of them are being very generous with giving us a lot of leniency. There are other people who are just kind of chilling and don't really care. And then there are other people who are very upset, and we see all sides of the comments. And if you are upset, I don't mean this in a bullshitty attitude way. I'm being genuine. If you feel that we are running short and right now and you're disappointed, maybe it is best that you unsubscribe, because you might need the money more than you feel that it's worth giving.
Right.
I understand. As I said, I don't want that to come across as don't like, don't subscribe. As I said, if you feel like you are not getting your worth out of the Patreon right now, then maybe it is best, because we are going to get back at it. We're going to try to make that as soon as possible, but just understand that we actually do need time to kind of reshuffle some things.
And what sucks about this too is just like, we're not necessarily that similar to a lot of other channels, because a lot of other channels we'll push through and
or just upload twice a month, right?
Yeah. So there's different types. There's channels that release constant content, and then there's channels that
release stuff here and there. Where when we started, we were constant. And then as we got further into this, we wanted to become a channel that releases more here and there for ourselves. Basically, it's like, I don't ever want people to think that we don't care and what we're doing is out of laziness and just not caring. Because, like, in our past, you know, this is...
Not even laziness, just I think a lot of people do see it as of us, like, turning our nose up and, like, going around and going, like, to movies every night and buying expensive dinners and going out and partying all the time. I'm guessing some people probably do have that misconception.
Right, right. And, you know... Also, like, when you only see things from the outside, you can fit things to whatever narrative you want to fit them to.
Matt's a New York partying.
I was doing a fucking concert.
That was
anxiety inducing.
And I'm not trying. That is a straw man.
Did people say that?
Huh?
Did people say that?
That was just me being like saying as
I've tried with all this recent shit we've been going through. I've tried to limit what I read just because I don't need that right now. But We genuinely care, and we want to, like, in our past, we have, every year we have periods where we don't post as much, and, you know, people sound the
Super Mega's over party alarm.
It's, you know, it's like, oh, they fell off, they don't care.
They fell off, they suck, don't care, they're not funny anymore.
We're just like,
that might be true.
We're not ever going to, like I said, we're not going to force ourselves to make more content than we feel up for making.
Our job isn't to force a smile.
Yeah.
Our job is to hopefully,
like, fucking, like,
what I want it to be is to make stuff that I'm proud of in a comfortable environment.
And sometimes the motivation is just not there. And people, what they get mad about is they say, yeah, but you're getting this much money to do this. And it's like, yeah, that's true. And, the support is unbelievable. And what, circling back to what you're saying is, like, if you are a fan of us, but you feel like, you know, personally, it's not like your money is not, you don't want to, that's okay. Right now, we're in a phase where it's just tough. And we fucking love you guys so much. And we see the sentiment and understand what you're
saying. We're grateful for the support. We're not expecting it. I don't expect people to be supporting the Patreon. I don't think that it's like
we'll have a much stronger period in the future. Yeah. And, you know, in the future there will be more relaxed periods. That's how we've always been. There's periods of a lot of stuff, there's periods of a little bit of stuff, there's periods of a lot of stuff. That's how we are. It doesn't mean we're fucking falling off every time or we're abandoning or
just
growing
we're
out
not
of
doing
it.
Two let's plays a day or let's plays every week
there's weeks where we don't upload
list video or a mail video every week.
There's full weeks where we don't upload, and I understand as a fan why that's frustrating. I totally do. And that's what we're saying. It's like, we don't, because of that, the support is not expected. We're not entitled to that support.
Yeah.
That being said, we unbelievably appreciate it. Like, I almost don't understand it. Like, you guys are the nicest fucking crowd of people I've ever seen.
And funny and handsome and hot.
God. And you know.
If you're 18 and above.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're under 18, maybe you just live in a really hot part of the world.
Yeah.
And you're hot.
And you're also a really cool person.
Right.
You're a decent human being, and you're probably funny too.
Yeah. And
probably not.
Sometimes. Yeah. Some of them can be funny. Some of the other ones, they really try really hard.
Yeah, they really try really hard, and then it turns into just kind of like obnoxious bullying and Twitch chat, and where it's just like,
That's another thing, is like fucking classic meme where it's like, Matt Watson's going to start streaming again. And then this fucking, all of this fucking shit that happened recently happened right the fucking week I started streaming. And I'm like, no, please. And I just haven't had the motivation to stream. Like, I'm not going to like make excuses. I haven't had the motivation to stream.
Let's see the last time I streamed. I think
for me, it's been over 10 days. I've been occupied. I'm still going to keep streaming. I'm sorry. And it stresses me the fuck out knowing this.
My last one was 6 days ago.
The most anxiety I feel, like the biggest cause of anxiety in my life, other than like the biggest cause of anxiety for me is when Super Mega isn't what I want it
to
be.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is. And when Super Mega is not what we want it to be,
time.
When we look at the channel, like, I feel disappointment when it's like this. Like, I feel ashamed when I look at the channel, and I'm like, our peers probably think the same thing. Ryan and I, like, we're just not feeling good about it. We don't have the motivation. And it's like, that gives me so much fucking anxiety. And then we always pull ourselves out of it.
I think there was also, and I'm not trying to point any blame in fingers, but there was
Putin, a point, that bastard.
There was a point where we were working really hard on the book and we released it. And at the same time we released the book, for some reason, on a lot of different social media, there was just an overwhelming negative response, not to the book, but just in general.
Like, just kind of came out of nowhere.
And
we felt really good about, like, the last few weeks, because we've been working so hard on the book.
Especially just all
so
that we had released that year. Like, yeah, sometimes we had to take, like, or sometimes we took breaks in between, but, like, just all the shit that we did that year. Go check out the year in review video if you're interested. It's a lot. It's a good bit, I think. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun last year.
Well, I kind of convinced myself we hadn't done shit last year just after reading a lot of comments. But then editing the year in review, I was like, oh, we did a lot this year.
Yeah.
I got to not let comments, like, that's obviously one of the biggest things.
And then when we released the book and we're like proud of this and like, yes, it's, oh, they're really proud of this Captain Underpants. And I was like, look, you can say that. And I'm not saying this is something that I'm like, is my magnum opus that I like poured all of my heart and soul and being into, but it's something that Matt and I had a lot of fun doing. We took time and energy and effort into like consistently working on
that's,
it.
That's the most fun project I've ever worked on with you, I think.
Yeah, I love
that
it.
Book. Like I can't wait
to do another one.
Absolutely. I cannot wait. We have some ideas for it, but it's like, you know, it's a, you don't have to,
it was just
like
kind of rough
whatever,
of being excited about the channel, being
it's demoralizing, yeah.
Being
and then
excited
seeing
and
hundreds
then
of people like just like, oh, they don't give a fuck.
They fell off.
Like, they don't work hard. And it's like, you're more than welcome.
I didn't really like their like this or vlog. I don't really give a shit about the book. It's like, okay, but it's one of those things where it's like, we still put in work to do all that stuff. And
yeah.
It just seems,
that was a passion project.
It seems yes, like the book can be a throwaway gag from an outside point of view of like, oh, wow, the super mega wrote a book. And like, it's funny. It's cool. It's funny. And we're glad people are supporting it. But it did take a lot of time to write all those words and to go back and try to make
because
sure
we also,
that
we
the
wanted
story
it to actually
was
be
somewhat,
a good story.
Well, we wanted it to be an entertaining
it's
story.
Stupid. It's stupid.
It's stupid.
But we wanted
fuck.
It.
It's an end
we still
end
wanted
end
it like for our
but.
Own personal sake. Like, we didn't just want to throw shit on the paper. Like, we actually wanted us ourselves to feel like competent and like we're like, this is stupid as fuck, but it's like in our opinion it made us laugh, we enjoyed making it, and like I feel confident about it.
Making each other laugh was the best thing, because it's like the reason the book was so fun, and people claim that they can see who wrote what section, I don't think they can. I'm gonna be honest, I don't. Cause like the way you and I would write it,
you wrote the fourth and final shower scene. I just want to throw that out there.
Okay.
I was getting cereal or something. I came back and I read it and I was like, oh my God, Jesus Christ. It made me feel physically uncomfortable. But well,
thanks for giving me the credit. I'll give you the credit for the monologue. The Matt Watson looking into the blue sky. I reminded him of his
my
blue
sister
crayons.
Actually, went through and revised that one pretty heavily.
Yeah.
Your monologue though at the end, your like multiple page monologue before we do the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote that, Ezekiel.
yeah. not Tarantino.
But yeah,
it just and again, that's not like these fan interactions. That's not the driving force and the big complaint and the excuse of why all of this. It's just like all of this stuff is kind of built up and it's unfortunately exploded in our faces, and we're just dealing with that backlash as well as some stuff for the business.
We're babies and words get to us.
Yeah, like everyone, right? Sticks and stones.
Yeah, sticks and stones, honestly. And at the same time, it's like, you know, you're like, oh, shut up. You guys stop complaining. I get that too. But also, since the beginning, we've always said we're going to be real with you. So we're not like, every creator has, you know, to a degree, you know, all this type of shit to bitch about. And like, we just, you know, it's our podcast. We're talking as friends to each other. We're talking as people to you. We're going to be real. We're not going to fucking sugarcoat it. And like, we're just always going to talk about how we feel. So it's like, if you don't want to listen to us complain, totally cool. But like that, we're always going to be open and, you know, not be ourselves. So if it's how we're feeling and what's on our mind, we'll talk about it.
Bitches be complaining, you know?
Yeah, man. Bitches bitches be complaining and bitches be shopping. You want to go spend some money?
Yeah, let's go spend some money. Let's go spend a bunch of money.
All right, I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.